success leaves clues, and hanging out with people that have had successes and had wins is just helpful because it's going to get you there faster.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Croft, and welcome to the Optimal Aging Podcast, where we discuss the business of exercise, healthy living, and well-being for people 50 and over. Each week, we explore what healthy living means for millions of people over age 50 and what's coming next, with a focus on communications, content, and making powerful connections. Hey, do you want to know a great way to learn a lot about growing your fitness business in a short amount of time? Sure you do. It's by participating in a style of business coaching called Masterminds. These are private, confidential groups that offer peer-to-peer support and guidance so you can learn from others in similar businesses about how they overcame the kinds of challenges you're facing. For example, the Functional Aging Institute has a mastermind group. I used to be in it, and my membership changed my business in countless positive ways, which we'll get into a bit later in this week's episode. The Functional Aging Institute is having a mastermind meeting in October in Nashville, and you're invited, even if you're not a member. This is a fantastic opportunity to learn a lot about all kinds of aspects of running your gym for people over 50, to network, and to have a good time with like-minded folks in a fun city. Now, if you like it, you can join the mastermind and keep up the business coaching afterward. Either way, it's a good deal. And to make it irresistible, I'm giving a 50% coupon code at the end of this episode, a conversation with FAI's president and co-founder, Dr. Dan Ritchie. So stick with me through this fun and informative chat, and I hope to see you in October. Here's my conversation with Dan. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Doing great. Happy to be on. Love doing podcasts.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, and I'm glad we could get together today to talk about something exciting that you all have coming up at Functional Aging Institute in just a few weeks in October in Nashville.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first, I think we got to start with you and I wouldn't even know each other, or at least know each other as well as we do if it wasn't for these kind of events. So we're putting on what we call our live mastermind business coaching event. Some people like to call it business coaching. Some people call it mastermind. Essentially, what we do is we mastermind when we're there at this business coaching event. It's October 20th and 21st in Nashville. It's at the Sheraton Music City Hotel. That sounds fun right there. So we'll have a good time. But it's a two-day business-focused meeting. And a lot of people in the fitness world, I think, don't spend 2 days on their business. They go to fitness conferences, and there is a fitness conference going on that weekend in Nashville at the same hotel that I'm speaking at. But those fitness conferences are rarely focused on growing your business, growing your brand, improving your marketing, improving your sales. And I hate to say it, but most of us don't need to learn how to do a push-up for the 19th variation, you know? So fitness conferences are great, and you should go to them and get your continuing ed and be good at your craft. But this is a two-day business-focused event where we're going to really learn how to grow your business.
Right. So, and it blends into your mastermind group. So you don't have to be in your mastermind group to attend. But if you do attend, the idea is that you will be so turned on by all the exciting information and support that you gain that you'll want to join the mastermind, right?
Yeah. So it's open to anyone. You don't even have to be a business owner. And I always like to let people know, you know, Jay, you came to the first mastermind meeting and you were even like, I don't even know if I fit in this group because I'm not a fitness owner. I don't know what my fitness business is going to look like. And I tell people we have a lot of different flavors of fitness business entrepreneurs that attend these things. Some are in-home trainers. Some own a studio. Some own a large 40,000 square foot health club. Other people are marketing consultants like you who want to create content for a fitness business, right? I mean, there's going to be networking. There's going to be coaching. There's going to be teaching, you know. So I always tell people if you can come away with two ideas that will help change your business in the next 60 to 90 days, it'll be well worth your time. Now you might come away with 19 ideas. The key is, can you implement two or three of them quickly?
Yeah. Well, I come up with two ideas that your masterminds, you know, having the first cup of coffee in the morning, because I want to tell people about, a little bit about this and why we're talking about it today. And you've alluded to it. So I'll just get the story out there that in the summer of 2018, I was developing Prime Fit content and I found out about your organization, Functional Aging Institute. And I found out about the Functional Aging Summit that you were having and called you up or sent you an email or something. And I was really apologetic about bothering you. Like, I'm so sorry to bother you. You probably only have time to talk to dedicated gym professionals. And I'm just a writer, but I really am interested in your industry and people who are serving people over 50. And would I be allowed to come to your meeting? Can you write a check? Of course you can. Talking about. So I went, and that's really where I formed the basis of my business, which is now 4 years old and doing well. And people I met at the summit and in your mastermind, which I joined that first year, have been with me ever since as customers and as friends. The relationships I made there have enriched everything I've done in my business and still do to this day. I was texting with someone just a couple hours ago that I met there, who I'm going to see again in Nashville. Paulo, a really great trainer and studio owner in Fort Lauderdale. So that's why I wanted to talk to you today, was to promote this a little bit, because I want others out there who are in a similar situation as I was a few years ago, thinking about, gee, should I go? Can I go? Is it worth it? Do I want to bother? It really is. And I've been to a lot of fitness conferences. This isn't a fitness conference. This is talking about your business and solving problems.
Yeah.
And getting advice from peers. You know, I did a little research on the mastermind concept. It goes back to the 20s and 30s. It was popularized in the book Think and Grow Rich.
Yep.
And there are all kinds of masterminds and all kinds of businesses and plenty of them in fitness. But the thing that is so special about them is you get that peer-to-peer support. So you're not just being talked at by some professor or some expert or someone who's trying to sell you something all the time. And it's confidential and it's supportive. And you can grow that network and ask the questions about your business and get the answers that you need from others who have done it, right? That's, to me, that's really the value. And that's how I learned so much from it.
Yeah, yeah. There is so much more to it than like a fitness gathering, mm-hmm. right? And it's sort of that think tank. And I love that you said that, you know, you built relationships fairly quickly in 1 year that have sustained for several years. I mean, we have people that are now best friends that met in mastermind that don't even live in the same countries, right? I mean, Canadians of all things became friends with Americans, and now they vacation together and they travel together and visit one another. So there is a powerful thing about getting together with other business owners and other people that are doing the same type of work that you're doing, even though they're all different flavors and different trainers and studios and in-home and online. And there's so many varieties now of what a fitness business can look like. But when you hang out together and you have lunch together, and one of the reasons we provide lunch both days is we think it's important to have meals together and hang out and talk about who you are and your family. And, you know, like I've gotten to learn over the years, Jay, that your mom lives in Nashville. So yeah. It was sort of a no-brainer for you to attend this one. Like, hey, you should be there. Well, those things help down the road, right? I mean, if something like a global pandemic hits, you have a network of 20, 25, 30, maybe 50 business owners, because you've been in this mastermind group for so long, you can reach out to and be like, hey, Jay, what's going on with you? What are you struggling with? What's working for you during this pandemic? What are some ideas? You know, so that's pretty powerful as opposed to sort of going it alone, right? And not even knowing what's working and what's not working, trying to figure it all out. And so that camaraderie, I think, is a huge aspect of the group. The other thing that I think Mastermind creates faster for people is that sort of power of five, right? This notion that you are becoming the people you surround yourself with. Well, if you're a fitness owner, who are you surrounding yourself with, right? Are there other fitness owners you're surrounding yourself with? You should have people ahead of you in the game and behind you in the game, right? You should have people you can be learning from, growing from, also people who you're like, hey, that's where I was 6 months ago. And I think that's a palpable thing in Mastermind when you come in and you're like, huh, this person's been doing it for 5 years and this is where they're at. And that's where I want to be. And I want to get there in 3 years, right? And I wonder if they have clues, right? Success leaves clues. And hanging out with people that have had successes and had wins is just helpful because it's going to get you there faster, right? And people are always like, well, can I figure it out on my own? Well, I'm sure you can, but do you want to take 10 years pounding your head against the wall to figure it out on your own? Mm-hmm. Or have someone else help you figure out how to get there in two? You know, I know you've met Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
When Jackie joined our group, she was one of those classic people. Well, I can't afford to join your group, yeah. Right? I only have 17 clients and I'm barely making it. I can't even pay the bills. I can't possibly afford your group. And my response was, you can't afford not to join our group, because if you don't, you're probably going to be gone when you think you're going to be ready a year from now, right? And fast forward about 6 months, Jackie went from 17 to 40 clients. A year later, she's at our summit and she's at knocking on 100 clients, right? So it can vastly transform your business quickly.
Okay, so tell the folks who are thinking about coming, what's going to happen? They walk into the hotel and they go to a conference room and what are y'all doing? You're playing musical chairs? What's going on?
So everyone in the room is going to get an opportunity to share, where is my business and where do I need it to be 90 days from now, right? And then we're going to spend 30 minutes talking about your business, right? What are its problems, its bottlenecks, your specific challenge, and give you strategies to overcome it. And you're going to hear from other people in the room. And as addition to me, Matt Benvey is going to help coach Paulo, who you mentioned, Fit Factor. He's been doing this over 20 years. He's seen just about every problem that's ever come along, right? Mm-hmm. So have I, so has Matt. We're going to give you ideas for how to solve it faster and how to grow your business faster. Mm-hmm. The really huge power on that coaching day is hearing everybody else get coached. I always tell people the huge value is hearing other people get coached, and you hear their problems and their journey and their struggles. And you might go, oh, gee, I never even envisioned that problem. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one you'll get in 6 months. And now you already know how to solve it. Right. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you know how to avoid it. And you hear three or four other ideas from other people's coaching and you go, oh, I'm totally doing that. Right. That totally makes sense. I've had at our last mastermind in Denver, which was a year ago, we had someone who came and she was like, I'm doing $10,000 a month, so I'm ready to open my studio. And by the end of the day, she was like, I don't think I want to open a studio, because she heard from everybody else around the room. And she was like, I'm actually making more money than most of the studio owners because I'm keeping most of it, because she was doing in-home training. And so her perspective changed after hearing other people be coached and some of the challenges they're going through. And so sometimes even the goal you have or the dream you have changes as you hear other people get coached. So that's day one. We'll do lunch together where we get to hang out and have fun. Day one this year happens. This Nashville event is on a Thursday. We'll go out to dinner, have a good time. And I always tell people, don't underestimate lunch and dinner. Don't skip them. I'm an introvert. So like, my old tendency would be, well, I'll just go take a nap during lunch back in my hotel room. Yeah. You know, don't do that. Connect with people, build relationships, dinner. Don't skip dinner. Don't go out to dinner with just a friend. Make sure, bring your friend to dinner. They're welcome, right? Bring your spouse, bring your partner, bring your business partner, bring your manager. I always tell people, you can bring your entourage, whoever your people are. They're welcome to lunch and dinner. They can even sit in on the meeting. If you have a key person in your business and you can bring them, by all means, bring them, right? And then day two is what we call teaching, learning, content day, right? That's where we're going to have several people teach on what's working in their business. So like Billy Hofacker is going to teach on some financial tips, how to make sure you're paying attention to the numbers, right? So at the end of the month, there's money left, right? This it's a whole lot more fun if we're making money at the end of the day. You know, Matt Benvey's going to teach on how to run challenges to grow your business. So teaching day is in some ways a little bit more laid back, but this is where you're just going to be soaking up ideas from the several different teachers we have throughout the day. And we usually spend anywhere from 6 to 7 hours doing teaching content. And then, of course, we do lunch. Usually the second day we're done a little bit earlier. We try to be done between 4 and 4:30. So if people need to catch a flight home, they totally can. And here's where I tell people too, Jay, a lot of times people are like, oh, I got to be back for something on Saturday. Hey, if you have to catch a flight home at 3 o'clock on Friday, come to the meeting. That's not an excuse, right? I've attended masterminds where I've literally flown in on Thursday morning, gotten there an hour late, flew back out Friday afternoon. Hugely valuable for me, even that day and a half, hugely valuable. So it's okay if you have to leave early on Friday because you got something to be home to. Don't use that as an excuse to not come at all, because what you'll get out of the day and a half will be totally worth it.
We'll be right back after a short break. Hey, everybody wants to bring in more money and to save time, right? Well, our friends at Nomly are here to help you improve your gym's communications with clients and grow your business. Join more than 300 fitness coaches who are doing more business with less work. Nomly helps to systematize and simplify gym operations by centralizing member data and communications so gym owners can increase their customer lifetime value, improve staff efficiencies, and raise the bottom line. This centralized communications tool helps you in lots of ways. It helps you orchestrate referral programs at the push of a button, helps you hold clients accountable with built-in two-way texting, and it lets you rest assured that all your clients' messages are being handled properly. Schedule a free consultation today at nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. That's Nomly, N-A-A-M-L-Y. .com/optimal-aging-podcast. Back to the show.
You said this at the beginning. I want to repeat it. You and I would not know each other. We wouldn't be here talking. I wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't have a business. I wouldn't have a lot of friends all across the country and up in Canada if I hadn't gone to that first meeting.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to encourage anybody out there to take advantage of this discount. It's 50% off. Use the FAIMM50 code, and you can sign up at functionalaginginstitute.com under the events tab, or you can find, I've posted about it in my Facebook group, which is Prime Fit Pros Group. And email me if you want to know more about it, or email Dan. Dan, what's your email address? I've got it on auto. What is yours?
It's Dan M as in Mark, my middle name, and then Richie@gmail.com. Dan M Richie@gmail.com. Or they can always reach out if they have any questions about FAI at contact@functionalaginginstitute.com. Jay showed up in Indianapolis several years ago and he was brand new. Mm-hmm. And it was like, is this group going to take me in? And they took him in, mm-hmm. and several of them started paying him money, right? Like they became your customers, right? Yeah, not only your friends, but your customers too. And you were totally new, and everybody's always like, well, am I going to fit in the group? And just realize there will be people like Paolo, who's been in the mastermind since like 2016, Matt Benvey, who I think has been in it since about 2016, and that'll be people who have never been, and everybody has a great time together.
Hey, here's the kicker about that first meeting in Indianapolis. Not only did they become friends and customers and love what I was doing, they told me I wasn't charging enough.
Right. Yeah, I think overwhelmingly we all said we would pay a lot more for that than what you're thinking of charging. Yeah.
Can't beat that, man. Can't beat that. Dan, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Nashville just next month. It'll be great. We'll have a good time.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan. A quick note before we wrap up this week's episode. If you haven't joined my private free Facebook group, please do so now. I initially provided this discount in my group, and I do a lot of other fun things there. And a lot of other gym owners across the country and in other countries, in fact, contribute there too. We have a lot of fun, a lot of good discussions. It's a good opportunity for you to learn more from your peers who are pursuing the over 50 market. And that's, again, called Prime Fit Pros Group in Facebook. It's free. It's private. And it's a lot of fun. So check it out. The code, again, for 50% off the upcoming event in Nashville is FAIMM50. That's for Functional Aging Institute Mastermind 50. And the page is at functionalaginginstitute.com under the tab that says in-person events. So go there now, sign up, and I will see you next month, October, in Nashville. Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Optimal Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Croft, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review. All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll share any comments you have with me in an email or on social media, including suggestions for people I should interview or topics I should cover. You can learn more about me and my content business at primefitcontent.com. You can send me an email at jay@primefitcontent.com. That's J-J-A-Y @primefitcontent.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So find me anywhere you like and be in touch. And again, thanks for listening. Join us next time.